Another special election. You'll be hearing that a lot over the next few weeks. But let's go to Pennsylvania, the 18th district, especially with the release of some recent polls there. Brief synopsis of how we got here. Little rewind back to October 2017. Pro-life Republican Congressman Tim Murphy alleged to have had an affair and reportedly urged the mistress to have an abortion. This caused, so we think, the 15-year congressman to resign. And, well, here we are, March 13th. That's the date of the election. Emerson College's Professor Spencer Kimball, don't want to steal any more of your thunder, so do tell us more.
Well, good morning, Larry. And yes, this 18th district out in Pennsylvania is considered a really safe Republican district. Trump carried it by 19 points. Romney carried it by 17 points. But as we saw in Alabama, there's a lot of momentum with the Democrats, and they've been actually able to flip about 50 blue district or red districts blue in the last year and a half or so since Trump's been elected. And they're looking to do the same here in a race that pits a Democrat named Connor Lamb. And he's a former Marine and assistant U.S. attorney versus a state rep in Rick Saccone. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in this one.
Yeah, there's a lot of momentum on the Democrat side, a lot of momentum most likely carrying to the midterm elections, but that's November. This is now. This is February, and March is coming very soon. So, I mean, how does Lamb have a chance here?
Well, the Republicans have been trying to hammer Lamb as basically a sheep of Nancy Pelosi. And it was a tactic that I saw a lot of the Democrats using with Bush back in 06 and 08. But when they tried to use it in 2010, it seemed a little outdated, that model of connecting everybody to Bush's unfavorabilities. The Republicans are doing exactly that with Lamb and Pelosi. But Lamb is also trying to present himself as more of a like Congressman Seth Moulton, the congressman out of the 9th district, the 8th district up here in Massachusetts. He's a there's another candidate like Jason Crow out in Colorado. Where you have these former military people running as Democrats, and it kind of gives them an opportunity to take one of those tough edges on being soft on crime or soft on patriotism away from the Republicans' use. And that's what we're really going to see over the next couple of weeks if Lamb is able to define himself as this type of candidate, or if the Republicans are able to tie him really with Pelosi. Interestingly, Saccone doesn't really – he's a pretty vanilla type of Republican, and so there's not much excitement about him. They'll try to make it about the Democrat.
When will Emerson be in the field for this?
So we're going to jump back in the field on this race for the first time later this week, next week, and we'll have the results for you March 5th.
Do we anticipate that in March? Professor Spencer Kimball, we thank you.
Thank you.
Next week, I said it in the opening, another special, Arizona's 8th special election district, February 27th. Another Republican accused of having an affair, so another open seat. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly on iTunes, Stitcher, and the CLNS Media Network mobile app.